And now to the random bullshit portion of the audio booze. Sorry, having my pop ration. I did something very interesting. I decided to challenge myself. I know I post a lot of articles about, you know, the truths about cannabis and all that. And I understand that can get really fucking annoying. I apologize for that. But hey, you don't have to click on the links and you don't have to read my booze. So, you know, other people post shit too. But you know what? I don't have to read it and I don't have to hit the links. But I decided to experiment. I decided to go completely out of the box. My coworker that I work with, she's your typical Latin American soccer mom who grew up obviously in South America, where all your values, all your truths were handed down to you, including being told shit like marijuana kills you. Yes, that's the shit they said over there, and all sorts of other, you know, bullshit. So for the last couple of months, I've been educating her on everything. And I gave her a book to read. I gave her a book to read called Selling Sickness. It is a very good read. I suggest everyone reads it. And it essentially talks about how the pharmaceutical industry is trying to turn us all into patients, despite the fact we're not sick. And I hate to say it, but that's very true. You know, hey man, you have ADD. Really? Do I? Yeah, take these pills. That kind of shit. So I gave her that. And she finished reading the book today. And I've been educating her on marijuana education, all that, and the truths of it. And my argument consistently for her has been, you know, if everything you were told is true, then I should be dead. Not only should I be dead, I should have lung cancer. My voice should sound like I've been smoking cigars for like 20 years of my life. Shit like that. And, well, and I should be an idiot. I should be completely and totally mentally incapacitated and essentially be mentally disabled at this point, according to everything that she was told. And I should be dead. So I discussed it with her. I gave her documentaries to watch. Because, you know, on her night shift, it's dead. And she watched a couple of them. I made her watch The Union. I gave her How Weed Won the West, and I gave her The Phoenix Tears, which is the Rick Simpson's hash oil. And then the final nail in the coffin of her beliefs was, well, that was Selling Sickness. And she also started, like she was talking to me today, just a couple of minutes ago actually, about, you know, she remembers that as a kid and when she was growing up as a young woman, you never heard of peanut allergies. You never heard of people having ADD. You never heard of people having all sorts of shit. You know, and why do we have such a rise in peanut allergies, you know? And she also started, and this book really helped answer a lot of those things, because it talks about these things. It's like, how come people are suddenly allergic? Why do we have an epidemic of allergies? You know, we have quote-unquote allergy season. It's like, we didn't fucking have that, you know, 20, 30 fucking years ago. There was no such thing. Also, when I came to Canada, all of a sudden, I come to Canada 7 months later, and I'm a type 1 diabetic all of a sudden. You know, shit like that. And we discussed all that extensively. And then she goes to me. And then also I had her watch this podcast called the... Oh, God. I only watched it once. No, it's not called The Informed. But anyways, these are three people who weren't potheads. One of them has used medical marijuana before in his life, but stopped because his ailment went away. And they essentially discussed why pot was illegal. So I had her watch that also. And here's the kicker. She's the kind of person that Googles everything after she finds something out to make sure it's true. And of course, everything she read in the book and she read in the documentaries is all online. And she realized all that is true. So today was her convincing turning point. I took this lady who was one of those people that's like, oh, marijuana is going to make you stupid. It's going to make you an idiot. Oh, it's going to kill you. And, you know, it's going to make you a heroin addict. That kind of person. I converted them into a person that goes, why is it illegal? I never thought that was possible. Like I said, this is a person who grew up, handed down generations of bullshit knowledge that was given to them, and now she thinks otherwise. Now she thinks otherwise. Am I proud of myself? No, not really, but I'm happy that I was able to change someone's opinion with facts and not with fiction and not with bullshit. Unlike the people from fucking, what was that thing? Dare, from the fucking Dare program. Cop telling me that one joint is 10 cigarettes. That was our reaction as kids. Fast forward 12 years. I realized I've been had. And what's the worst part? It's not the cop's fault who told me that. I realize that now also. I used to think that for the longest time. But it was my friend who told me, well, have you ever thought about what the cop was told? Cops are told what to believe. Their personal opinion doesn't matter in their line of duty. You know, it's handed down to them in training, in the material, in everything. And he put up an interesting point, and he's right. That cop was told to say that. That cop was given a thing to talk about, and based on those facts, he was to educate children and pass this quote-unquote knowledge down to them. And like I said, that cop was told to say that. That was not his own opinion. He was told to say that to us. And then she starts asking me, you know, she asked me about the gateway theory. I explained the gateway theory to her, which I talked about many times on these audio booths, you know. And she also agreed with what I said. It's like, you go to a dealer, you go to your black market street dealer, and he suddenly says, oh man, I ain't got no weed. No, I ain't getting no hash either. But yo man, I got some meth. It's cheaper. The high lasts longer. Come on man, just try it. This one's on the house. Or gives him heroin. Gives him anything else. MDMA. Any of that shit. You know, rubbish, essentially. And she believes that now. Because I told her, then why am I not a heroin addict? You know why? Because I buy my weed from people who just do pot, who don't do anything else. And like I said, if you buy weed, unfortunately you have no choice but to buy it off the black market up here. You have no choice but to go to a street dealer, but I find in Toronto, especially, if you go to a pot dealer, that's all they deal is pot. But a lot of dealers don't. That's far and few in between. They don't just deal weed. They deal other things, too. But yeah, but this woman's now a believer. She's now a believer. She's only 8 years older than me. But she's a believer now. Through decades of miseducation, misinformation, I've convinced her that the theories that I believe in are right, because they are right. And I just don't believe in lying to a mass amount of people. It's like, why? The reason why, it's still illegal. Could be thousands of things, thousands of industries, thousands of businesses that could be involved. I know that sounds conspiracy-like, but why isn't it? Ask yourself one plain and simple question. Then why isn't it being studied like a motherfucker? Why? Why isn't it being studied en masse all of a sudden? Why? Because they don't want you to know what they'll find. But anyways, just wanted to tell you guys that little story. I gotta go back in. I'm not on my lunch. I'm just on a little break. Sun will be up in about 45 minutes or so. And we'll talk to you then. Toodles. Oh, and it's 4:20 right now. Funny.